Good evening, everyone. This is John Burgos, and welcome to this evening's edition of Beyond the Ordinary Show. And everyone who's listening right now, hang on to your hats. This is going to be an out-of-this-world call with Sirion. There's so much fantastic information that is really different than what you're used to hearing that's going to be shared. And again, I'm just excited to get started. Sirion's going to take some live questions later on the call. We'll do a little Q&A. So if anyone who's called in wants to ask their question live, you can press star 2. It'll raise your hand. And Sirion's also going to take us through a phenomenal out-of-this-world activation here at the beginning of the call that is really going to set the tone for what's coming up. So this is going to be, again, just an amazing, amazing call. I'm super excited. And let's just go straight into this. Let me give you a little information about Sirion. And again, we will dive in. So Sirion is a web author, channel, and international speaker whose workshops, conferences, and private readings have touched the lives of people throughout Europe, the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and the Middle East. Sirion's lifelong devotion to the practice of channeling has led to an extraordinary breakthroughs in consciousness that have helped make the invisible realms a much more accessible experience for his audience. Sirion is also a tremendous resource as a private reader. His gift of spiritual discernment is priceless, according to his clients. He has a powerful gift of insight, and when it's directed at you personally, the results are tremendous and profound. And Sirion's going to channel Arcturian messages for us also. There's just going to be so much that Sirion's going to cover, and he's covering information that he's received about what is happening in the world right now, what he sees as a futurist, and again, information that is being gifted to him by really special beings that, again, I can't wait to get into the conversation with Sirion and dive deep in it. So without further ado, Sirion, welcome to the call tonight.
Hi, it's great to be here again. I'm really excited.
So let's go into this. You recently released a new channeling from the Ascended Master Kutumi. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Kutumi.
Kutumi, that made a prediction about 2015 and beyond. Can you tell us what that's about? You just want to lead us into it?
Well, it's really, really interesting because at first, when I received this message from the Master Kutumi, I was channeling for a group of people in Australia, and he was talking about this new kind of human experience where people would become increasingly led by their potential, and we would be connecting with the calling that was coming from the future of the ascension timeline, calling us into alignment with new potentials that would be activating within us and guiding us. So, you know, the angels have talked about how in the past they said that our intuitions were going to be increasing and we would become increasingly more intuitive in our way of being. And now this connection into the ascension timeline is opening up so that we become led by our potential. And that is engaging our intuition in a whole new way. So he talked about that. And I didn't realize what a powerful prediction that was because only a few months later, it just hit me. And I had this experience. He was saying that as this new potential arrives, it would initially trigger doubt, fear, reservations about surrendering into that next level of the flow. And I experienced exactly that. I had all this doubt and fear and resistance coming up. I was looking for distractions. I was afraid to step fully through the doorway. I even made a couple videos about this. And then I stepped through the doorway and aligned with this new potential and this new calling. And my life has just entered into a whole new accelerated level. Wow. One of the things that came through was just the energy of leadership. I could feel a new energy of leadership as a part of that calling. Now, everyone's calling could be different, but I especially felt attuned to the energy of the new leadership. And when I tuned into this further, I discovered that actually there are all these people throughout the world that have been cultivating their connection into this field of oneness and have reached a point where they are ready, they are refined enough, and trained enough and prepared enough to begin to gravitate into the leadership positions that they're being called to step into. And this ranges into every aspect in every area of our society. I mean, some of this is new political leadership. Some of it is new leadership in business. Some of it is new leadership in spirituality and demonstrating a new direction, a new pathway. That leadership could manifest in any number of ways throughout the world. However, we are at the beginning of a shift where people are going to begin emerging as leaders in many different areas throughout the world who are all connected through a field of oneness. So there's going to be more of a coordination and a harmonization of new paradigm leadership emerging throughout the world. And we're going to see this phasing in the coming years. We're at the very beginning of that shift.
Wow, and that's huge, sir. And I just got out of a big meeting with a big production company, and they reach 1.5 million people with their audience, and they just started a couple of years ago. And the big message there for them, it was the same thing. It's this collaboration. There's no scarcity when people work together, and there's actually more available
right.
than if you try to hoard. And the message from that meeting was so profound. It filled my heart. Because of the opportunity to just interact with someone who's that successful and to be able to collaborate with them based on those principles, it made my heart sing. And it's where the world needs to go. So are you telling me that's where the energy of the world is really going?
That is where the energy of the world is really going. And the Ascended Masters are helping to clear the way for this acceleration to take place. There are obstacles being removed left and right, inner conditions, outer conditions, everything is shifting to allow this new collaborative oneness form of leadership to take shape around the world so that we actually begin to function as a single global team to address the world's problems.
Mm. And talk about solving the world's problems really when we collaborate in such a way. Really, poverty, world hunger, all these things that are that have been plaguing us, you know, the war in the Middle East, you know, people talk about all these different things or their solutions that they're not really problems. The problem is that we don't take action because we truly know what the solution is, and it's collaboration. It's working
right.
together. And so
What you witnessed actually with that meeting, it parallels things that I witnessed. I was at the Success Summit in Boulder, Colorado, and it was all about redefining success in the modern age, creating a new paradigm, vision, and understanding of what success looks like and how we can empower each other to become more successful at transforming the world. And the same kind of collaboration energy was there as well, which also goes right into the activation that we're going to be doing. So it's no coincidence that we've been talking about this because it's very connected with the energy that the masters want to bring in for the group today.
Well, can we go ahead and do the activation now?
Yes, we can. I want to explain a little bit about this and kind of set this up because this activation is connected with the work of the School of Manifestation, which I explained in previous interviews that this is really a multidimensional educational center that was established by the Ascended Masters to help educate humanity during these times of transition. This started a couple of years ago, and it began with the activation of a portal on the inner planes that happened through the first telecourse that I did. So there was a group of almost 100 people, and we came together and participated in anchoring this activation of a multidimensional portal, which happened through the Allowing Divine Manifestation course. It was the very first course. The next course after that was the Arcturian course, this whole group of Arcturians called the Arcturian Ancient Seven, and even a larger extended family of Arcturians came in, and they activated an Arcturian portal in this multidimensional school of the masters. And that brought in a whole other connection for people that are aligning with these incoming energies. Well, just yesterday, this is fresh. This is happening now. yesterday, the Masters came in with a new group of people that I just started working with in the most recent live course that started, and they began activating another portal. This portal is extraordinary. It is an anchoring of the ascension flame. You know, people have heard a lot about the violet flame. This is the ascension flame. It is the flame that holds the combined energies of all those human beings that have achieved ascension throughout the entire history of the earth. All of those beings, their combined ascension energies are present in this flame, and this flame has a very powerful effect on human consciousness when it's brought to bear. And the Masters are now extending this. We did the initial activation yesterday with this small group of people to activate the portal on the inner planes. And I just had a feeling when I tuned into your energy and I tuned into the energy of this call and the Masters that they wanted to connect more people with the work of this group that I'm facilitating, because this energy wants to go out and be expanded out to the masses. So what we're doing here is we're going to be aligning with a kind of anointing that's going to come from the Masters. So we'll get into that in just a moment. But essentially, what we're looking at doing is receiving a healing for the sacral chakra. Now, the sacral chakra has not been really well understood, and its potential has not been really well understood. It has a very beautiful potential to create a very unifying effect in community, to create a synergistic effect of blending together energies that are resonating with a field of co-creation. And so, you know, most people have an understanding of the sacral chakra that has to do more with personal energy, you know, the individual energy of a person's creative self and the sexual energy and their sexual identity, those elements of creativity. But when the sacral chakra is fully expanded and aligned with the higher self, it actually generates a field that supports this collaborative energy and a very unconditional relationship to humanity as a field of co-creation. It's really extraordinary when that kind of energy is operating in groups, and there are more and more groups discovering how to tap into that energy, how to honor that energy, how to hold space for that energy, and they're discovering it really does wonders for their business and for any organization when that level of the human energy is being honored. It's a very non-hierarchical approach to business and leadership when that energy is being honored and given its proper place and the creativity of individuals are being empowered to flourish as co-creators. The old forms of business and government were more hierarchical, and it just doesn't really hold space for that energy in the same way. So
Sharon,
if you're ready.
Yeah, sure. Sharon, let me ask you this, because I'm assuming, you know, we're talking about hierarchical structures, so I'm assuming it also works for the family structure as well and for friendship structures and the way that we co-create together. Is that right, or is this more on that higher structure level where we're talking?
No, you're absolutely right.
Level. Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because even on the level of personal relationships, one of the things that we're seeing in humanity's evolutionary process is that the male-female energies are coming into balance. Mm-hmm. So when the male and female energies come into balance and the male energy is no longer objectifying the female energy and the female energy is no longer objectifying the male energy, it allows the resonances of the male and the female sacral chakras, and I mean any two sacral chakras, whether it's two women, two men, or a group of people, one way or another, there's a balancing that takes place both in the field around people and inside the brain and around the glands that are connected with the sacral chakra. So it does create a very beautiful harmonic balance when male and female energy is being honored and held space for in a very unconditional way through a field of equality.
Fantastic. And I wanted to clarify that for everyone listening because, yeah, it just makes sense. And I wanted to bring it down to really the core of the structures that we set up because, yeah, we're talking about world politics. We're talking about big corporations. But even politics and corporations start with an individual. And whatever issues they're facing, whatever they're holding on to, is going to affect the structure as a whole, and it trickles down. So it happens in all different aspects. So that's perfect.
I think there's a very simple principle that we can talk about that'll kind of ground this for people. And it's the principle that regardless of whether it's a relationship with an individual or with a group, an organization, a business, that what we are learning to do as human beings is to bring the whole relationship or group of relationships inside of us and to become married to it as an extension of us so that the well-being of that relationship, the well-being of that group of relationships impacts our personal well-being. And so that focus on making sure the well-being of every part is in harmony with the whole, we're starting to realize that that's what grounds the most powerful form of manifestation energy. And also because we're becoming so connected to a field of oneness, you can't not care about the well-being of others and not feel impacted by that. You're uplifted by it when everyone is aligned and feeling included and supported. And it's just like a, you know, group of mountain climbers climbing a mountain that are all tethered together. You know, if one falls, then everyone's going to feel that. Everyone's going to respond. It's going to help that person to get back up because you ascend the mountain together as a team. No one is left behind. And it takes everyone together to get to the top.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Well, let's dive into this activation then.
All right. So I just would like to recommend that everyone just relax and take some deep breaths. It's always good to begin with the breathing and to make that a focus. So we're going to be aligning now with the energies of the Ascended Master Kutumi, who is the Ascended Master on the Ray of Love, and also with Saint Germain, the Ascended Master of the Violet Flame. I would also like to acknowledge the presence of Serapis Bey, who has been for ages of time, the keeper of the Ascension Flame. So the Ascension Flame is a flame of pure white fire. Very pure, and it has a purifying effect. There's a very specific form of anointing that wants to take place. So allow yourself to feel, become aware of your sacral chakra. That right now in this moment, the masters and so many other healers that are present are focused on honoring the creative energies that you hold. Surrounding you in flame of love. And in your mind, masters are focused upon all of those structures in the mind that have gotten in the way of a more graceful expansion of the sacral chakra. You can imagine that you are sitting or standing before this brilliant white flame, like a bonfire. The masters are walking towards you. Master Kutumi is on your left. Master Saint Germain is on your right. Serapis Bey stands before the flame, channeling this flame directly into your third eye to start with? Masters are reaching out and they are touching your third eye, each activating, opening the portal within your mind where you can begin to receive the effect of the ascension flame. The ascension flame is beginning to magnetize and draw out all of those old structures, old forms of protection, old analytical processes that sometimes create you to overthink things and to not just trust in the spontaneity of your own sacral chakra. There's a beautiful, spontaneous resonance of being that is growing stronger within your heart. It is the most playful, the most inspired, and the most grateful aspect of you. As the masters are drawing out these old structures and burning them up, they are asking you to become aware of your desires, those desires that most often keep you distracted, keep you thinking about what's missing in your life. Many people spend a lot of time thinking about the things that they want that they don't have. And this is a great distraction from the potentials that want to emerge that are calling us. In fact, sometimes when we are afraid to surrender to our own greatness, to answer the calling, we will resist that calling by living into our desires as a distraction instead. So the masters are asking you to take all those things that you most desire, whether it is material desire, whether you are seeking a new home, whether you are longing for a new partner, whatever those desires may be, place them into the fire. Give them over to the masters and receive a gift of peace into your mind. And accept that you do not need to focus on your desires in order for them to manifest. This is the old way of manifesting. Manifesting through the law of attraction. We are ready to transcend using a focus on desire to attract to us the things that we want. And instead, when you give your desires over to a higher power, you are saying here, you know me better than I know myself. You know best what will serve me. I am willing to allow higher power to decide when, how, and with who. Just give all of that over to the divine. Allow yourself to become free from the distraction of these deep desires. And feel that there is peace in that surrender. There is peace in letting go and trusting once again that there is a greater force of good working for you, seeking to manifest for you the things that most uplift your heart. You simply do not need to know when or how or with who. Just let all of that go. Receive the ascension flame. And now part of that ascension flame, that pure white light, is being activated over you in your crown chakra. by accepting this, you are accepting a calling that will begin to coax you into alignment with your own highest potential. And now we might suggest that you ask the masters to reveal to you your soul path and your soul contract for spiritual service in the world. Ask for a clear activation and restoration of the awareness your soul and higher self hold of your divine blueprint. There are many ways in which the mind has placed limitations upon the sacral chakra. And there are these dark structures even that extend from the mind down into the sacral chakra, creating limitations. Some of these structures are forms of judgment or self-judgment. If you judge the energy of others in any way, you are inhibiting yourself from receiving unconditional love within yourself directly from Source. If you judge the male energy in some way, you are inhibiting yourself from receiving divine love for your own inner masculine. If you judge the feminine, you are doing the same thing. In whatever way there is unforgiveness or judgment towards others, receive the wisdom that these things are inhibiting you from receiving the fullness of the divine love that is there for your own inner masculine and feminine, and for your own nature as a physical being. And so again, surrender all of your judgments, fears, limitations, unforgiveness. And there may be some aspects of this that you are having difficulty letting go of. There are some things that are hard to surrender. And in that case, just lay it before the masters. Put it all on the table, everything that is unresolved within you, and invite their support and receive the energy of the ascension flame as it is calling you into alignment with your greater purpose. Allow the masters to work in relieving the sacral chakra of these old structures as they are being disconnected from the sacral and lifted out of your mind. It's like drawing out the poison that has prevented the sacral chakra from vibrating and radiating unhindered. Some of you may have feared to allow this expansion because you feared to be unsupported. You have memories of being unsupported as your created self, and you do not want to relive that experience. Forgive that memory and let that go. Some of you have not wanted to allow the opening and expansion of the sacral chakra due to the fear of attracting unwanted attention. You remember times when you attracted attention that was not honoring. You want to protect yourself. Surrender those memories and receive protection directly from the angelic realms. You do not need any old self-created form of protection. There is an activation taking place globally to reestablish the honoring of the sacral chakra in an unconditional way. and you can be a part of this. You are rediscovering this resonance of your own being. So just breathe deeply. Take some deep breaths, breathing in the white fire of purification, and receive an appraisal of your beauty and uniqueness from the Masters. Feel as though you are being dressed in an appraisal of your beauty. So the Masters gaze upon your uniqueness, what makes you rare and uniquely qualified to bring a special gift to the world. This ascension flame is going to stay with you, around you. And you may notice in the coming days and weeks that through the field of this ascension flame, through the connection that you have, that you will experience more of a beautification in your sense of self. There is a beautification that is streaming forth from the perceptions of the many ascended beings and higher selves that are acknowledging you and recognizing you. And you can engage the flow of this beautification process by also being spontaneous in giving compliments to others and acknowledging and appreciating beauty in others. And as you do this, you might find that those actions become reciprocated in surprising ways as that energy is returned to you. So it is part of the practice of moving into the spontaneity, the sacral chakra, to give spontaneous compliments to people as you go along throughout your day and throughout your week. And then see how that comes back to you. And when you're complimented, take those compliments and drink them in as if God is speaking them directly to you and acknowledging your beauty, your uniqueness, your presence. Receive that into your heart and feel grateful. So the violet flame as well is going to be strengthening more and more. So it's always good to attune to the violet flame in your meditations. And the ascension flame as well is going to be calling forth and activating awareness of more of your potential. And this could potentially create you to discover more of where your resistances lie, where you are struggling to embrace the truth of your value. So I want to suggest that it is time for everyone listening to this to receive directly from your own higher self a greater appraisal of your own worth, to allow your sense of worth to be increased as a divine dispensation. To receive that directly, Master Saint Germain is going to be working with each of you to increase your sense of self-worth and to give you a boost in that regard, to help you maintain your awareness of everything that is being given to you so that you can claim it and own it.
Oh, that was beautiful, Sarjan. Wow, that was fantastic. I went deep in that one. I wasn't quite falling asleep, but it felt like it. And that part where we were taking our troubles and presenting them to the Masters, it's like I was pulling stuff out of my pockets, right? And then we took this even deeper and really told us, you know, back to where we put up those walls, what was coming up was just profound. And a a lot of us that have been doing our transformational work for a while, all of us on the call, we think that we've gotten through certain things, but there's layers of it. And again, I was so surprised by what was coming up and what's trying to, you know, settle out of the dust or remove the dust, right? That was phenomenal. Thank you so much. For everyone on the call, if you joined this late, or for anyone who wants to listen to this over and over again, don't worry. We're going to run the replays all weekend long, and we're giving away the replays at the end of the season. So you're going to have this for your transformational library forever. So no worries. You'll be able to catch this. We're giving away the free calls. This is awesome. This is so fantastic, Sarah. Thank you for that. How do you connect with Master Saint Germain? What information does he talk to you? Do you get a feeling? How does that information come in for you?
Comes in a variety of ways. Sometimes when I meditate, he just comes in and speaks to me, and I really hear it in my mind and heart. I feel his energy around. Sometimes he will speak through me to another person, and I get a lot of messages that way as well, because it's just as much a message for me. I'm always learning from what comes through. And then sometimes he may come to me like right when I'm waking up in the morning. That hasn't happened in a while, but it's one of the ways that he'll come in and he'll, you know, present me with a gift or give me something symbolic that contains a message or just speak to me. And occasionally I will connect with him out of body in a conscious way. But most of the time it happens when I sit down to meditate, to channel for the groups with the various courses that I do. And and sometimes he just jumps right in during a live call. And we'll say something to the group.
I love it. Your ability to channel, to connect, is out of this world. And talking about out of this world, you actually regularly hear from group of enlightened ETs known as Arcturians. What have you been receiving from them lately?
Well, that's my answer to that. It's going to be interesting because there's quite a lot of information that I have not rolled out yet. And the Arcturians recently came to me and they referenced some of the things that I've been channeling behind the scenes for years about the entire UFO subject and the disclosure process and everything. So, you know, people that are familiar with my work will know that I'm not somebody who's really completely abdicating, the kinds of focuses that people have with the extraterrestrial presence, because we're dealing with a wide spectrum here. There are some that are operating in a clandestine manner that have agendas, that want to shape history in ways that are not for our best interests. And then there are also very highly evolved groups like the Arcturians. Unfortunately, I want to say probably 90% of the sightings that people are having of ET craft in the skies are beings that are not here for our best interests. They hide the truth of who they are and why they are here. And their presence in our skies is actually a form of interference. It's designed to entice us to want more, to welcome their presence and to send out a signal to the universe saying that, yes, we want you to be here. Come on in. We're not discerning. We don't care who you are or what your agendas are. These types of ETs want people to be holding UFO summoning events and contact parties because it tells the whole galactic community that we're giving permission for this. We're giving permission for the whole range of things. And actually, if most of these ships that were appearing in our skies that we're getting sightings of and catching on video, if they were here for our best interests, they would acknowledge us as equals and communicate with us very clearly who they are and why they are here, but they're not doing that. There are people having contact, meaningful contacts with various groups that are highly evolved and enlightened. And those groups are actually giving some pretty stern warnings about the other groups that are contacting humanity in this way, appearing in our skies like this. It's actually really premature what is being done, because humanity was meant to achieve a state of autonomy and sovereignty in the world as a collective, as a unified singularity through oneness and peace before we are contacted in a more complete and overt way in our skies, if we're allowing that, which of course, that is part of the plan. We are meant to have meaningful contact. The Arcturians are going to be a part of that when it is time for us to be officially introduced into the galactic community. But there are some ETs that are kind of jumping the gun because they want to steer things in a different direction. They want us to gradually give away our sovereignty to their plans and interests for our world and its resources before we can actually become unified as an autonomous singularity. So what the Arcturian said in reference to that, because I've been getting the strong message that we actually need to do the opposite of embracing everything that's coming in and interacting with us, that we need to be objecting to the presence of these beings and sending out a very strong objection to the galactic community, because there are laws that must be observed. Beings cannot just come in, and civilizations can't just come in and take over another civilization. They can only interact with us if we are giving permission. And if we are not discerning enough to know what's going on, then they can exercise a very great degree of control here without us really knowing where that control is leading us. Mm-hmm. If we object to the presence of ETs in our skies, then that kind of objection will be heard within the whole galactic community, and those civilizations will have to back off because there are laws that have to be observed. We have the right to declare our own rules of engagement, and until we have fully the discernment to know what we're dealing with, then we have to be very cautious about what we're inviting through our intentions. Now, when I started getting these messages about that we needed to become unified in objecting to the presence of ETs in our skies, and that it wasn't time yet for this kind of engagement, that we have to become sovereign in our focus of solving the world's problems and not think that some other civilization is going to come do that for us, because that would lead to some very disempowering scenarios. When I started getting this message, I was thinking, oh, gosh, what happens if we start objecting to the presence of all these ETs? You know, what is that going to do with our relationship to beings like the Arcturians? Because the Arcturians have come in and have really been very supportive, and I've known for many years that they are actually helping the whole of humanity to align with the ascension process. They have these divinely appointed roles to assist and to be midwives to our birth. So I wondered, well, how would that kind of objection affect the relationship that we have with beings like the Arcturians, who are completely sovereign and completely respect our sovereignty? And the Arcturians recently came in, and this was only a month ago. They came to me, and I had an out-of-body experience where I made contact with their ships in the out-of-body state. It was really amazing because they lifted me up out of body and positioned me underneath this huge mothership. It was actually three motherships linked together as one, and it was maneuvering as one ship. It was really quite extraordinary to see the way in which they could harmonize their fields into one structure and the maneuver as one. And they actually positioned themselves underneath me so that it's like I was walking along the top of the ship, and you could feel how the ship itself is alive. It's made of light. And so what they said, their message, was that not only do we have the right to object to the presence of the interfering ETs, and not only do we have a responsibility to do so to protect the Earth and ourselves, but they said this objection is not going to interfere in any way with the roles that they are playing in our ascension process, which is happening in accordance with divine will. And it wouldn't change a thing because they operate completely from a policy of non-interference, and they are only approaching us through the right channels and only connecting with those of us that are properly aligned and are meeting them through the angelic presence. the angels are really like the clearinghouse for our contact with the galactic community. I've been actually telling this to people for years, that we have to actually focus more on the burgeoning union with our angelic counterparts and not get mesmerized by ships appearing in the sky and enticing us to want more in terms of contact with ETs. That is going to come naturally at the right point in our evolution in accordance with divine will, and the Arcturians are going to be a part of that. But the Arcturians connect with us through the angelic presence. And so if we make our focus on the angels, and if we, especially with Archangel Michael, I really go to him and have gone to him many times to help me in my discernment of the various ETs that I've had contact with, because I've even had ETs coming in and wanting to work with me, and yet I wasn't sure if they were of the right alignment energetically. I could tell that there was some kind of agenda, but I didn't know what it was. So I went to the angels, and Archangel Michael came right in and explained all of it. And I was able to see, okay, this is not highest good. And I was able to send those energies away and keep the Arcturians, because they are in the right place regarding our sovereignty. And it's been an interesting process.
Well, and I think this conversation is really important, Sairam, because it takes me to a place also just from the most simplistic and, I believe, really profound place, because that's where the true transformation takes place that we're all looking for as individuals, which then will affect the planet anyway. But if we're really looking for answers outside of ourselves, that's what these ETs represent. It's the hope that something's going to change us that is not within us. But you can feel the energy of the Arcturians. You can feel the energy of the Ascended Masters, and they're really allowing us to go through our stuff. They're not here, quote unquote, to save us. They're facilitating our process and helping us to remember who we really are. And there's a big difference in the energy.
Yes, huge. I mean, massive, massive difference in the way in which they relate to us as equals and respect our sovereignty and only communicate with us through the proper channels, through the angelic presence and in alignment with Christ and our higher selves. Huge difference, very noticeable difference between that and a lot of the other energies that are just seeking to kind of mesmerize humanity and get us to focus on something outside of ourselves and to be distracted from the arrival of the singularity of Christ consciousness that is taking place within us.
Mm. Oh, I love that. I love that. And again, awareness. The awareness is a huge piece. And if we're aware, we're so empowered, and now we can discern. And then with discernment comes empowerment. So it's just huge.
What I'm saying actually has pretty big implications for our understanding of the disclosure process, because I'm all in favor of disclosure. I think the sooner the better, because it would allow people like myself and so many others to really speak as credible witnesses to what's going on, because we are credible witnesses, and yet the conversation globally is still being held back in the media. You know, they're still asking, are we alone in the universe, as if we don't already know that. So the thing is that what the ETs that are operating in a clandestine manner and that are seeking to work through the hierarchical power structures in the world, what they are intending for and what our governments are complicit in is a longer disclosure process, one that is kind of doled out a little bit at a time, where there's leaks happening here and leaks happening there, and we're always being enticed for more. But it's so we see progress happening, but it's like contained within the structure of their timeline and their agenda, so that there's enough time for them to establish very subtly various forms of control behind the scenes that we don't notice and that we don't even realize is connected with an alien presence in the world. So there's this longer disclosure process planned. Yes?
I was going to say, this is so important. This is so, so important for everyone listening on the call. I mean, this is huge. And I want you to finish what you were saying, and I've got a comment and awareness that I had just over the weekend regarding this specifically, this huge epiphany that came over me. But how the media is holding us back, what's really happening, and how their information is being trickled in. If you can continue that, Sonia, that'd be great.
Well, my extraterrestrial colleagues, and I have many of them, not just the Arcturians, but there's quite a collective of them kind of positioned somewhere on the edges of our solar system that are sending reports about what's going on. They're telling me that right now, there are multiple timelines, and even though I'm not really worried because I know about a lot of things that are coming together globally that are not as plainly visible to most people, that are very inspiring and hopeful. And even what we're talking about with what we witnessed in these two different conferences and how those things are paralleling our awareness of this transformation that's taking place, there's a lot of reason to to be inspired about where everything is going. But my colleagues within the extraterrestrial community said that basically as of last fall, we have about 17 years total to thwart the efforts of these ET collectives that are seeking to bring us under the control of their nation and to make us a non-sovereign entity within their nation, a trading partner that is completely disempowered to their plans and agendas. So there's a timeline of about, they could probably complete their process of getting us to give our power away and become a part of some other ET nation within about 17 years. Part of the way they would do that is through frequency control. Actually, that's one of the main things that they would do. And, of course, there's also going to be, various ways in which they support us. I hesitate to use the word support, but they enable us to stay in conflict, and they support conflict that basically keeps us distracted by wars and keeps us sort of using up resources until we reach this kind of desperate state where, we want somebody to save us.
Right.
So, I don't want to go into all of the details of like how they would go about doing this, because it's actually, I think, more empowering to focus on the fact that there are energies being sent forth directly from the Creator that are energizing and activating a restoration of our original divine blueprint as the sovereign guardians of this earth. Oh. And there are incredible activations taking place, and there are various blueprints that have been seeded throughout time. A lot of these have been seeded by humanity's prophets. If you thought that you knew a lot about who Jesus was or who Muhammad was or Mother Mary or Buddha and these various beings, there's going to be some surprises in store, because there are many different higher levels to the blueprints that these beings anchored that are like time capsules of very intense energy that are going to start to open and literally arrive within our chakras to support us to move into a state of wholeness and oneness, and reveal to us the oneness potential that is within and behind all of the revelations that have been sent to us to inform us and to warn us about, the pitfalls of the ego, and to protect us.
Right.
So
right.
There's so much more to come that is going to be rolled out. But the thing that I feel to share in completion of this subject is that a lot of people, I think, would like to see a quick fix. Some people are, still have a bit of this, it's all going to happen, or the world's going to come to an end soon. We're headed towards some, catastrophe because the environment is going to collapse or the economy is going to collapse. There's a lot of that fear or prediction still around. And what I really see happening in the future. Because I've had visions that have shown me things 2 years from now, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 100, 1,000. I've seen so many different aspects of the ascension timeline that we're on, and even alternative timelines. And what I want to share with people about this is that we are in a process where all of the different factors, whether they are environmental, economic, spiritual, emotional, all of these different factors, all these different forces are creating evolutionary pressures. Even the ET issue is an evolutionary pressure. And those evolutionary pressures are all designed to do one thing, to bring us back to the Creator and to the true power of our creative source from within. Mm. So it's all a test to bring forth a great potential inside of us. And so nobody needs to think in terms of, which catastrophe is going to destroy us first. All of these different things, like the rise of the ocean levels starting to slightly accelerate, and, other issues with the environment taking place, and everything that's happening, all of these forces that are being brought to bear are actually being carefully managed by higher beings like the masters and the angelic realms. They're being managed as a form of evolutionary pressure. And, one of the sayings that, my master Pranananda is so fond of is that, God only uses the least means necessary to bring about the intended result. And so it's unfortunate that we're needing such drastic evolutionary pressures to be able to achieve the result of moving into oneness. But things will only get as intense as they need to get us to snap back into our oneness connection with each other and the earth, and to really turn towards the divine. So many people turn towards the divine as the lender of last resort. And actually, if we start including the divine in our prayers and meditations every day, then we're going to see the solutions to the world's problems start to arrive a lot sooner.
Mm, that's fantastic. And we're all part of that. Again, if we pray individually asking for those, it adds to the collective, and the motivation and the answers that show up are they're miraculous. They truly are. This is so fantastic, Sarian. Sarian, I'd love to start taking some live calls from the audience. I can't believe we're already running into the hour. And obviously we're going to go long because there's a lot of things that we want to cover here, including what you see on the horizon for humanity's future. But before we get to that, can we take some live calls? And before anyone has to jump off the call, I want everyone to be able to feel the energy of what you included in the special offer. Because you're really taking people deep in these offers. And so why don't we go through that first? So if anyone has to jump off, you really feel the energy, and then we'll go into some live calls. Does that sound good, Sarian?
That sounds good.
Awesome. So everyone that's listening on the call, if you click on the special offer link that's right underneath Sarian's picture on the webcast page, it'll take you to a special offer that is we're hosting here on Beyond the Ordinary Show. And you can also get to this page by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com, and let me see how we set this up. beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Sarian and the number 6, and it's spelled Sarion and the number 6. And Sarian, so you put this package together. It starts with teachings from the Arcturian Ancient Seven, right?
Yes, I felt inspired after receiving that last update from the Arcturians to make a special offer to allow people to come in and experience the teachings from the Arcturian Ancient Seven. This was originally a 7-week course. The Arcturians came in and said they wanted to overlight and guide and facilitate a 7-week course. And then last October, when I was in Australia, I was channeling for a group of people in Avalon, Australia, and the Arcturians and Metatron came in together, and I channeled a message from both, and it's actually like the perfect update to the Arcturian course. So I have now added that in as a bonus. So there's kind of you know, a bonus recording at the end. And I've also gone back and I have resurrected the wisdom calls. There was an additional set of calls that I did. It mostly ended up being a question and answer. There was some sharing from the original participants, and they all have amazing things to share about their experiences with the Arcturians. So I took those four calls and I have added those in as an additional bonus to the Arcturian course. So remember I said that the masters activated the Temple of Manifestation in the Allowing Divine Manifestation course. That was when that first came through. And then the Arcturian portal within the School of Manifestation was activated. It's still activated. It's still there. The Arcturians are still linking with people who are connecting with them through this portal, through the School of Manifestation. And so anyone that is participating is showing up within that field, and the Arcturians are engaging with people still. This course was created so that it could be a portal that would be open for a very long time for people to learn about the Arcturians and connect with them. So that's what's in the first package. Now, the thing is, I know that there's, you know, probably a good 100 or so people at least. There's actually more than 100 that participated in the previous offer. And that included the Allowing Divine Manifestation course. So I offered the Arcturian course separately for those that maybe had already done the previous package. But if you have not experienced the School of Manifestation at all, I've packaged the Allowing Divine Manifestation course and the Arcturian course together for package two. And that is, it's a really beautiful combination because the Arcturian Ancient Seven actually first introduced themselves during the Allowing Divine Manifestation course. So even though each course is a standalone course, I mean, certainly you could just choose the Arcturian course if you haven't done the Allowing Divine Manifestation course. It's because it's a standalone course, but they also fit nicely together as one journey. That's why I offered two packages this time.
And it's fantastic. And the difference between just getting one package and getting two is only $50. So it's just an absolute bargain. But just the first package, the teachings from the Arcturian Ancient Seven, it's $97, guys. It's so, so reasonably priced. And the information that Sarion's going to share with you and the activations that occur and the downloads are phenomenal. And then the responses that we had for the Divine Manifestation package from last season that you added as the bonus, I consider it a bonus as the package B. We had so much great response from that package, so many people writing in, that if anyone hasn't participated in that, I would highly recommend it. And that package, again, it's $147. Each package, there's a payment option, so you can divide those payments in half and be able to get started on these courses right away. And these go deep, deep, deep. These are fantastic downloads from Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Jesus, or Sananda. It's, you know, the Arcturians, it's just, it is just fantastic. And Michael, information, the way he flows, his depth of knowledge and connectedness to the other realms is really beyond measure. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I highly recommend it. So, again, you guys can participate in these packages by clicking on the special offer link, adding this to the shopping cart, and it's an easy process to check out. You receive an email within a few minutes so you can get started. And, again, you can also get here to the special offer page by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Sarion and the number 6. And sorry, thank you for putting this offer together and for bundling the way you did, because that's a fantastic, fantastic offer the way that you did that.
Yeah, there's also two videos. There's, for each course, there is a bonus video that's like a full 2-hour lecture. And there's a lot in there. I mean, there's written materials, there's the classes are in an audio format, and then there's the full 2-hour video. There's one in the Arcturian course. There's one at the end that is a whole presentation about the angelic presence. that we're integrating with, and at the completion of the completion of the Allowing Divine Manifestation course, there is one that is actually about the extraterrestrial presence, which gives, I think, a bit of a good introduction to the Arcturian energy as well.
That's fantastic. And again, guys, this is going to empower you with your connection to the actual spiritual colleagues that you have available to you. And I love that you call them spiritual colleagues instead of guides, because it really, it's co-collaborative. And yeah, they're there to, mm-hmm. to assist you. And so, again, the energy that you bring behind it and awareness, I think is just fantastic. So great package, Sargon. Thank you so much for putting this together for us.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah, and with that, I would love to take some live calls if you're up to it.
Sure.